Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ho, ho, ho! In the Santa way. Not in the slut way. If you guys are looking for a Christmas gift for one of your hoggy pals, why not get them a Patreon membership? They get access to over 113 extra episodes. They can get discounted tickets for our tour shows. You can see all the live shows videos. So treat a hog to the Patreon. Or treat yourself because you're also a hog. Slay.
Or treat a hoe.
Or treat a hoe.
Treat a freaking hoe.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Everyone. Hog. Oh, one more time. Merry Christmas. Every hog. Welcome to the Christmas special. Sure, it's currently between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
But you've done it.
That's also when you need us the most.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
You've done it!
You've done it! You've done it! You've made it through the hard part. It's almost time to go home. Okay, so let's start with some parish Christmas announcements.
Okay, and then I have a history Christmas corner as well.
Love that.
Love it.
Mine are sort of coping mechanisms, which I know you might not need anymore, but if you haven't finished with your family.
Here we go.
Mine personally are watching films as a group is technically counts as spending time together.
Fact.
Never forget it. Secondly, go out for a walk every single day. If you can, if you're able, get out there. It is time alone.
Forget about female safety. It's the middle of the night. You need to escape. Go on a walk by yourself. No lights.
No,
take a risk.
Truly, while the light is out, get out there. The third thing is, if you I do tend to revert at home. And I find getting dressed as soon as I get up incredibly helpful. This sounds so weird. But like, if I'm in my pajamas in the middle of the day, I am a teenager. That's just a fact when I'm at home.
100%.
And the third thing is, if there's something that like it really bothers you. Say, for example, for me, it is, if I'm honest, that if I leave food in the common space, it gets eaten.
Yeah.
I can never just be like, that's for later for me. It's always gone. So I just put food in my bag and I have food that I like in, so I don't panic or get mad for like reasons that might seem irrational to other people. I'm like, okay.
You're literally preaching to the secret eater's choir.
But like, I know that sounds like
I can hide food anywhere on my body.
No, it sounds like I'm the secret eater in that situation. It's not that. It's that I end up getting so upset and annoyed about why anybody would do that I can't be happy.
What most of you struggle with in the office all year round with the yogurt, Catherine struggles with at Christmas time with her family.
Yeah, and if you're hearing a loud noise, it's like I'm wearing tinsel on my head and so is Helen. And it's actually very itchy, so I'm not sure how long I'll last, but it's there.
Mine's not actually touching my head. Oh, I just went over.
Oh, you're smart. Okay, maybe I'll go that. It's the skin contact that's awful.
I don't have any skin contact. Mine's just over the top.
That's very smart. You're going very...
Also, ensure we're wearing Christmas accessories in our hairs, please. Girls, guys, nice. Get out your Christmas accessories.
It feels very...
Let's put in an effort. Sparkly earrings.
It feels very wise men, the way you have it, and it's beautiful. I like it.
Which one? Caspian. Balthazar. What's the other one called?
Obviously, Balthazar.
CB... What's the last one? See?
How do you even know who the first is?
Because it's that Catholic... Oh! The Catholic thing.
No, I know.
Where it's CBP.
Who's the third
wise man?
Andrew, you better be Googling it.
The three magi are Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar.
Melchior. Of course, bloody Melchior. What's he like?
Oh my God, actually, this looks better this way. God, I look amazing.
Isn't it such a beautiful accessory?
I'm so cute. Oh my God, I'm going to wear this all Christmas.
What is happening with the Christmas season this year? I took the bus through central London here today. So it's just before Christmas. And there was like so many kids on the street with their parents. And I was like, oh my God, we must be close to like the Panto or something. It must be a Panto going on. They were all outside of the play Hamnet.
Fuck off.
I'm not joking. And I was like, there has to be like a Father Christmas meet and greet on the stage of the theatre. You cannot take a kid. Because for all intents and purposes, Hamnet is about the death of a kid from the plague. Like, that is what the story is.
British people are so creepy.
You can't do a kid's trip out to see that.
You guys give me the freaking creeps.
We give you the creeps.
Yeah.
Sorry, do your parish announcements. Go on.
Oh, that was my main parish announcement. It was COVID mechanism. My other parish announcement, and this is very vital. Listen in, lean in, come here to me now. Parish announcement number two. It's post-Christmas if you're listening to this. It's about to start. Here comes the motherfucking bullshit. Look at me. Listen to me. Focus. You don't have to go on a diet. You don't have to stop drinking if it doesn't suit your lifestyle. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to exercise eight times. You don't have to do anything. It's just another day.
Eight times of what were you going to say?
A week. Whatever the bullshit is.
Oh, Jesus, no.
No, a year. Whatever. The point is, look at me.
A year? Eight times a year? I'm exhausted.
I'm serious, though.
Got places to go.
Here it fucking comes. And just disengage, unfollow, mute, whatever the fuck. You don't have to do anything. I'm just here to remind you, you have to do nothing. It's just another day. I don't know. What day of the week is New Year's this year? Anyone?
Tuesday.
Is it?
I think it's a Sunday, actually. Sunday.
Right, it's just a Sunday.
Thank you, Andrew.
It's just a Sunday.
I'm doing a New Year's gathering.
Good for you. Lovely. It's just a Sunday. Relax. You don't have to do anything.
And remember,
they can't make
at
you.
Midnight, put your drink down. Put down your cigarette and make sure you stop eating at that point.
No, that's the opposite of what I'm saying.
People say sober January. Not for me. No food January.
They say dry January.
It's called the fast, okay? You wait until February to eat. You will pass out. Roll with it. It's part of the cute girl effect.
Do it if you want to. Do it if you actually want to. But just check in if you want to. Just actually check
what
in if you want to.
What should our New Year's resolution... We haven't done that. What should our resolutions be?
How are you not
Mine's to go to Mexico.
Great, you're good. Mine was, but you said I couldn't come with you and Francis.
That's so awful, isn't it?
No, it was hurtful.
It's good to have a work-life balance.
Well, anyway. Oh my God, it's gifty time.
Wait, no, I've got history to tell you first. Wait, should we do some gifts and then we'll do history and then we'll come back to do gifts?
I think
okay, I'll receive first.
Oh, of course.
I'll receive
will.
First.
Okay, present pillow princess
For
over
anyone
here.
Who doesn't know, did we do this on the extras, the Secret Santa? Moment
last time, not sure.
Me neither.
Public done, Santa, here we go.
This year we decided to do an office secret Santa
out in the open for you all to see,
and the gift price limit was £20.
Yes, it was. What, it was £20?
Are you fucking joking?
It was
£20,
Andrew.
Did you spend a tenner?
No, I'm joking.
Okay. Oh my God. I was like, he's got me and he spent a tenner. I'm walking
out. Andrew's lying.
He
thought it was ten. I know his lie face. I know your lie face.
Did he actually?
He did, 100%. Alex is saying he told him it was ten. It's 20. You spent...
Wait. So have the boys bought the women half price gifts?
Andrew, why have you doubled down on saying your lie?
I thought it was a tenner. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Right, both of you, you're going to a cash point right now and you're getting out a tenner each.
Yeah, you are.
I overspent, to be clear.
But wait,
yeah, actually, Alex did overspend. Thank you, Alex, for overspending.
I did buy it, but not to the
Hang
amount
on
of 20.
A second. We're missing the point.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why. I don't know why I thought I could lie.
You panicked and you lied twice.
Who the fuck did you have, Andrew?
I had Alex. Woohoo!
Okay, Alex, who did you have?
I had you.
I swear to fucking God.
Alex, I'm so sorry. This is a genuine mistake. I'm so sorry.
That is the worst case scenario for this group. I've got a £10 gift. Are you fucking joking?
He said he overspent.
Yeah, but how much? £2?
I could work it out.
That's an underspend of eight, sweetheart.
Oh my god.
I think I might have spent 20 quid.
Oh, Alex, you sweet angel.
You better be pricing that up in your head right now, honey.
Can you leave that boy alone? This is Andrew's fault.
Yeah, this is my bad. I'm so sorry.
It's Andrew's fault. Who the fuck did Andrew have?
I'm sorry, but in the year of 2023, where we still struggle with equal pay, how the fuck are the men...
I don't know. Saving their pennies.
I bought you a lovely cake just now. Can that count?
The business bought her a cake. We all bought her a fucking cake.
Oh, yeah, just so you know, we like use the Trusty Hogs Patreon card to go out for food sometimes.
And Helen always takes the piss. By that I mean,
I had a glass of wine and a side. You had a glass of wine and a side.
I was about to say that.
And then I wanted a pistachio cream pie from an Italian deli.
I'd love a little bite though.
I spent £20.99.
Yes, Alex.
If for the benefit of the listener, Alex spent £20.99 on sweet little Helen.
What did Andrew spend on Alex?
£14.
You piece
I'm sorry,
of
Alex.
Shit.
Alex will be receiving
a bonus
of £6.
£6 bonus.
He will be. You piece of shit.
Well,
In my defense, I'm doing another Secret Santa, and I've mixed up the budgets.
There's no defense.
Oh, I'm doing another Secret Santa as well.
I'm doing another Secret Santa. Sorry, you confused us with who?
The wine company I used to work for.
Sorry, the wine company you used to work for. You confused us. Your current 3-year.
I thought the budget for both was £10. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry, why are you in the Christmas Santa? The Secret Santa for a wine company you used to work for.
They like me. What can I say?
You're crazy.
Okay, well, my gift is arriving here. Thank you so much.
Helen's got her gift from Alex, and now we know exactly how much it cost. Does it say slay all over it?
Slay Queen Hell. Keep the slay spirit alive. Keep slaying. Slay.
Oh, Alex. He wrote slay on every reindeer. That's so cute. You're an angel. Okay, how could you be mean to that boy? He's so precious.
For anyone who's just listening, it's like Rudolph. Epic paper and all the reindeers. They either say sleigh as an A-Y or E-I-G-H. Thank you so much.
That's actually so cute that you made a couple of different ones.
I'm so excited.
She's unwrapping. What is it?
A Tony's Chocolonely selection of dreams.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is perfect time for chalky porridge.
Sorry, what is this?
Because this can be a different flavour every day.
No, I understand.
That's my favourite one.
Which is your favourite one?
Hazelnut one.
Mine too!
No, mine though.
Hazelnut crunch is my favourite one
Helen's.
Too.
And what? Is this a selection of animal masks?
It is.
What?
Intuition.
For what?
What the hell?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Oh my god.
Helen, what could you be? A fox? Show me fox. Show me a mouse. A mouse.
I want to be a bear.
A bear. Oh my god, it's actually a selection of animal masks. That's phenomenal.
Oh my god.
Helen, you don't need Botox now.
Buongiorno. My name's Francesca and I live in Venice.
I love it.
You know when they do the mask balls? Yeah. Oh my god,
show me more.
It's like I'm in Bridgerton.
It's like you're at a sex party next.
It's like I'm
next.
In Bridgerton. No, it's not a sex. Is it a sexual thing?
It could be.
No.
It could be.
You're
a
only young. What's wrong with
a
me?
A Parliament of Owls. You're Terry Pratchett. You really don't need Botox with these on.
Okay, ready for this joke? Ready?
You don't need
ready?
Botox
Catherine,
with these.
Catherine, you asked me, did you hear about the person who got arrested?
Hey, Helen, did you hear about the person who got arrested?
Who? Who?
What I thought was you can leave them down there, and anytime a story calls for an animal mask, you can put it on.
The man is brilliant.
Can I take two home at least?
You can take them all.
They're all yours.
I love them so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You actually smashed that, Alex.
Oh my god, I love it.
I've never seen her react so enthusiastically to anything.
This is so
silly. Did you get me?
So fun.
I actually didn't know that you got me until just these boys said, I'm so glad, no offense to everyone else. Woo!
Oh my god, this is amazing.
Sorry, the wrapping is exquisite on these gifts. Are we seeing this? It's so classy.
Incredible.
Oh my god, the holly? I also got M, which is a real joy. I got M.
You've got each other.
Now here's the thing. Well, yes, I am.
The worst Secret Santa of all time. Who's got me?
Here's the thing. I bought M's on sale because I needed to be in the budget, but I thought I'd had a real win, right? I was like, huh, I can't believe I got this on sale. When it arrived, it is so much smaller than I expected it to be. You know when you're like, yeah, I've nailed that. And then it comes and you're like, huh, it's really tiny. But, you know, we've all dated men. Here you go.
Oh my God. Em, open yours. You go next.
Yes. I'm so excited by my wrapping. My wrapping is so beautiful.
No, it's beautiful. It's a dinosaur wrapping paper.
No, the one that she gave me. The beautiful holly and berries.
No, Em's crushed it.
Are you guys at the same time?
Okay. Yeah. It can't be a good listen, can it? Us getting gifts.
Okay. So Em is currently opening and so is Catherine.
I have three. Three gifts? What is this? What is this?
Wow. I wonder what this could be.
What is it?
Oh my God, this is beautiful. Oh, Em, look at that. It's a candle holder and it's three different colours of glass.
A tree colour candle
holder. Oh my God, this is so funny that we got different each other glassware.
Oh, the lesbians bought each other homeware.
Oh my God, Em. You what? What'd you say? What did you say?
I don't remember.
What did you say?
I don't think I said anything. Oh, what a lovely glass jug.
Look. Look at that candle holder.
That is very beautiful.
That is divine. Yeah, because Em...
So okay, one second.
Can I tell you why?
We're off mic for a second.
No,
Em just said,
we're on mic.
Catherine just told me what she got me.
Can I tell you
why? Has this been planned?
No, can I tell you how... Can I tell you why? First of all, Em, this is absolutely exquisite and I love it so much. Oh, also, I've nailed yours. But here's the thing. The reason I told Em was we were walking along. We were Christmas shopping together, right? We're walking along. And I was like, blah, 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 blah. And Em was like, oh, dream. The thing I really want is this little green and what colour? Pink and green jug from Hay. And I was like, for fuck's sake, I had just ordered the orange and blue same jug from Hay. And I was like,
how?
And I was like, A part of me was like, well done, Catherine, for choosing almost the right thing. But B, I was like, oh, fuck. So then I, like, in my anxiety about it, I was like, what if it was blue and orange? I love this. This is so beautiful.
Guys, you did glassware.
I know, we're
so
classy.
Very different vibe.
How did you stay in budget? I don't believe you. You're so nice. Yes, candles for my candle holder.
Oh, this is cute.
Oh my God, they're so beautiful to go
with
it.
And they're pink.
And they're tapered. Oh my God, they're exquisite. They're exquisite. Oh my God, you have such gorgeous taste.
Is that what tapered candles means when it's joined at the top?
No, because they go in at the top.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh my God, and this
like trousers.
Do you know what the best thing about this is? It's going to look so beautiful in my new room, which I think you know. Oh, that
is so
nice.
In your office or your bedroom?
It matches
bedroom.
My bedroom.
Yeah, but same.
Yeah, this is so
that'll look
stunning.
Amazing in there.
Oh my God, can Em have me every year?
Yes.
No offense to anyone else.
Oh, actually, oh no.
What is this? How is there a third thing? Oh my God. But yeah, I panicked because I was like, oh God, I've gotten the wrong colour jug, but are you sure it's okay?
It is beautiful.
Off mic, she said she absolutely loves it. It's the best gift she's ever gotten. She wouldn't change it for the world. It means everything to her. It's ideal. I actually know her better than she knows herself, she said. I was like, okay, I'm relaxed. Yum. Yum!
Is that
oh my
croissant
God.
Flavoured
it's
chocolate?
It's croissant flavoured chocolate. Oh, fuck. That's amazing. I cannot wait to try it. Oh my
that
God.
Sounds yum. Really cool.
Tasting notes, crisp flakes, creme caramel and cultured butter. Fuck. Fuck. That gets me going. Sorry to have a weirdly sexual reaction to this chocolate, but fuck. These are things I would never buy for myself and are so lovely. Thank you. I'm
thank
so
you
glad.
To the Lady Queer section of the podcast.
God damn.
Glassware, candles and fancy chocolate. Yay! And neither of you bought a candle.
There is actually one more gift for you, Catherine. Because before I knew we were doing a Secret Santa system, I fucked this whole
he
thing
did,
up
actually.
So much. I already bought something for you.
Andrew, no, I owe you.
Don't get too sincere.
Okay, shut down.
Sorry, no, I just, because I'm going to feel bad if you go really, really sweet and then I come in with this. It's the Ultimate Guide to TikTok 2024 edition.
Yes!
Pass it over.
Is it TikTok for idiots?
I think that's the sort of vibe, yeah.
Oh my God, Andrew, I'm so old and you bought me a how-to for TikTok. The biggest TikTokers of the year, and I'm not on there. That's wild. Oh my God, there's a guide to going viral. Be. Guys, watch out. 2024 is my year to go viral on TikTok once I read this hardback book.
And this is your reminder that you can follow Trusty Hogs, Andrew, Helen and Catherine all on TikTok.
Woohoo!
Please join us again for more gift given after a message from our sponsors, us. Andrew, come sit here and I'll give you your gift
this
here.
This is okay. So nice. Who's your TikTok BFF? I don't even know. Catherine from Trusty Hogs. I'm going on tour with a new show called Again with Feelings in 2024. And I beg of you, all I want for Christmas is for you to buy tickets. And you can totally palm it off as gifts for your loved ones, your enemies, your exes, your friends, your allies, your genuinely, I don't mind who, your teachers. Get them gifts for my show. They'll have a nice time. I'm a nice girl. I'll be nice. And I think it's going to be good. So you should probably also come. Do you want to come? Again with Feelings. You can find tickets on katherinebohart.com or I've linked them in my Instagram bio. Okay, Andrew. Who bought for Andrew?
Now, Santa.
Ooh. Oh, it was Helen.
It's Santa. And Alex, do you not open your gift from Andrew right now as well?
There we go.
You've got a card from Secret Santa, but we don't need that anymore. It with stickers on it.
What does it say?
Andrew White. It says Merry Christmas.
Does it have a leprechaun or an elf?
It's an elf.
Sort of a leprechaun-y
a
elf.
A green elf. That's very cute.
And then let's open. Does it have a message in it?
Just from Secret Santa.
And then Alex, what did you get?
Yeah.
Where is it? It's there. It's on the left. That's it. It says Joy. Dear darling Andrew, thank you so much for everything. Love your Secret Santa.
Because I couldn't be specific.
And it's in Helen's handwriting.
I wonder who it is.
What did Alex get?
It's a scarf of a team that... Who is this?
I got it.
If you, there's a little message on the thing.
Oh, sorry.
It says it's a scarf for the cold season and the colours were right. Red and white, because Alex supports Arsenal.
I'm an Arsenal fan.
And
who's the fucking team, though?
And the mystery of trying to find the team.
That sounded really... I really like the scarf, but I don't know who the team is.
No, but that's the fun, is having to work out where the team is. I love finding like weird niche football things and then like trying to search the... Describe the badge. Do you want to show
what's the crest saying? What's the crest?
It's like a monk in a laurel.
And what does the year say?
1900.
They set up the football team in 1900.
Yeah, so
did they fuck?
It's a lot of teams.
And it is 100% acrylic.
Thank God.
So those are clues.
like they've always done since 1901.
Exactly. Since the team was founded.
1900. And
a monk in a laurel.
If you follow us on Instagram, we'll put all of these on like the main post.
Wait, you gave him a mystery and a scarf. Men are so fucking weird.
But it's also Arsenal colours, so you can wear it.
Is it Leighton Orient?
I don't think it is Leighton Orient, but
you don't know either.
I don't know. No. And I got a box of chocolates.
May I look it up? Thank you so much.
And a box of chocolates. May I look it
up? Yes, I love a Lindt double chocolate, which is new for this year.
That is exciting, but what the hell is wrong with men?
Okay, there
you
we go,
gave
Alex.
Him
have
a question.
We'll do a big picture of it.
Your Christmas gift was football? Question mark.
Do you know what the worst part is? I should.
You don't even know the answer.
No, you start with the big one.
Okay. The worst part is that when I was shopping around,
thank God
I
you had me.
Found something online that was like £25, and I was like, I don't want to blow the budget that much. And that would have been, I think it would have been more better. But anyway, more better. Then, I'm so sorry. I'm
panicking
so much.
When's your birthday, Alex? When's your birthday?
The 20th of July.
Stop.
Andrew owes you.
I'm the 20th of March. Both in the 20s. I feel coincidence? Like,
I won't remember by July, so I'll get you a Valentine's gift instead.
Oh,
thank you for the chocolates.
Oh my God, imagine. That would be such a good rumour. Get a go.
It's a beret.
Stop it. It's a beret. Ooh, it's a beret.
For the football.
A nice beret.
It's vintage. It's a vintage wool beret.
Will it fit your head?
I do have quite a big... It looks like quite a big beret, though.
It does. And I've stretched it out.
It's huge, she said.
Come on.
Yes, communist daddy. Oh. Yes.
Yeah. It's... Oh, wow. You really
that fits. It's so cute, Andrew.
It's good.
It actually really suits you.
Thank you.
I think it's very handsome.
I think it's trashy.
I think it's handsome. Thank you. And that's going to keep you very warm.
It will.
Andrew, I couldn't tell because it looks the same, but you got rid of your moustache up close.
I did, yes. It got to a point, basically, and Jake, who will be listening to this, no offence to Jake, my boyfriend was very keen for me to keep the moustache, and then the only person that gave it a compliment at all ever was my friend Jake. And
I complimented
you. Shave it.
Oh! Yeah. Wowzers.
What did Jake do wrong?
Jake is just always sort of counter zeitgeist with
stuff.
So as soon as he was like, oh, I think it's good, and then you and my friend Sanj and my family all hated it, and it was like, okay, you know.
I didn't say
I was charmed
by
it.
I was so diplomatic about it. I just said that you looked like my handyman.
I was charmed.
That's such. Even then, you were very diplomatic. I didn't say I hated it. I was very diplomatic.
Alex actually looks like he's kind of enjoying his mystery. So men are weird.
Yeah, he's actually.
This is really enjoyable.
Thank you.
I'll update you as we go.
For the benefit of the listener, Alex has got a boner and is in the corner holding his scarf.
On to the next from Helen.
Oh my god. Oh, now these. Did you go over budget by a mile?
No, I didn't pay for these. These are from my granny, dead granny. What? But I have, she had loads of costume jewellery, like so much of it. And I've still got some. Gorgeous and I was like, I thought Jan Honkers, because my granny read the Daily Mail.
Wow. Oh my god. And
I was like, it would be nice to see it being used a little bit. No pressure, you don't have to. You can also
A, that's so sweet. Shop. B, in my head, Andrew takes these to a pawn shop and gets like shitloads of money for them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Imagine
nice.
They're worth loads. He gets them like
yeah,
checks.
Yeah, you can go travelling and take a break. It'd be nice. Yeah,
no, we need you.
So you've got brooches and matching earrings.
I love it. It's very Jan Honkers, which is my drag
It's
character.
So Jan Honkers, that's what
that's
I thought.
That's incredible. But I would get them valued.
Yeah,
my granny was not like no. Yeah,
I didn't get them value just in case they're like you're sitting on millions.
You could try, but I'm telling you now. she married a travel agent. She married a travel agent. I wasn't bringing it in.
What does that mean? Oh my god, what's this?
Is your travel agent a fully paid job?
It was then.
Oh my god.
These are two vintage scarves from like
I'm obsessed with
vintage
them.
Shop and I found them in the bin. And I thought, oh my god, that's quite
Wait,
Jan Honkers
balls
for
Andrew.
They are
amazing.
As in like a bargain bin, not the bin.
Yeah. These ones I paid for.
They're divine.
It goes quite well with the bra, actually.
Yeah, it really does. They're divine. Andrew, you're gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
You're so, like really giving.
This one I really like.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Oh. It's quite big, isn't it?
The shade of that. This one I really like.
There's always going to be one you prefer. I love it.
This one as well. I love both.
But they're Andrew and Jan.
With your big brown coat would be divine.
Yeah.
That would be divine.
Lovely. It's in the Vatican like City colours.
What's yes. that? I know what the Vatican is. That a football club as well?
No.
Imagine, just the Vatican City.
Imagine it's just the lads who aren't in cathedral that day.
Actually, I might be confusing the Vatican City with San Marino.
They're well, fine. Either way, they look divine.
Either way, what a fun thing to find out.
That's a fabulous gift.
These are both lovely scarves. These are perfect for Jan, and I love the beret. I'll wear it to the football.
Merry Christmas, Andrew,
It'll
from your secret Santa. Wait, but this is red already, so if they beat you up, you can't tell.
Yeah. They do.
Beat them up!
That's amazing.
Say, the football is the one place where I've seen people, just any sort of, you know that thing where like, oh, the stereotype of straight man like will wear like something a little bit flamboyant. It's literally like a hint of pink and people are like, oh, what are you wearing that for? It's gay. Football, imagine that like times 2,000 people.
Yeah.
If you're in the crowd with anything identifiable, they'll be like, who's the wanker in the XYZ? So that I'll get the wanker in the beret.
Don't wear the beret there.
I think wear it.
I won't sit near the away fans.
Or the scarf.
I think you should wear it and then have a hook for it, like have an answer in song.
Yeah.
Like, tis I!
Look, you can put a brooch in the middle for Jan Honkers so they stay together. Yeah.
Love that. Oh my god, stunning!
Thank you, Helen.
Helen, Merry you did Christmas. A really good job. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. One Merry and Christmas. All.
One and all.
Hey, while we have you, Andrew and Helen, what is your favourite thing about Christmas that is not, listen to me, one good thing, please, because we're very negative about it on this.
I'm not.
One good thing that is not something you have to pay for.
Cheese.
Lots of cheese. Okay, you're
you
doing
pay
free
for
cheese.
Well, no, okay. So
it's not like a gift or like cheese.
Yeah, we always have a lot of cheese, and my parents will buy the cheese. So, thank you. Sorry, I forgot. I have to speak.
Daddy
to
buys me my cheese at Christmas. So it's lovely. Okay, well that's not exactly the answer I was looking for, but I'll take it.
You go next.
Mine is the fact that while I'm off, everyone else is off. And by that I mean I'm quite a like anxious worrier that I'm not doing enough or that I'm like could always be doing more. And the idea that I'm not sending emails and no one's sending me emails is this precious, rare thing. And I like that. The freedom to rest.
Any idea how tempted I am right now to be like, you don't get emails over Christmas? Like, we're all doing all of our business.
Or
like,
set up a work email and email
you
Catherine
joking?
Oh, no, don't worry. I have to be on my phone the whole time. You text and call too much.
My tour gets put together between Christmas and New Year's. That's when we're hustling the most.
Yeah, I can't.
I've got, like, so there's, like, some, like, funny memories. Like, I like every year thinking about the time my sister set fire to her hair during Christingle. It makes me smile.
I set my hair on fire in a church once.
Oh
I think, yeah. What? How did you do yours?
I bent over to light a candle. You often light candles in aren't in memory of the dead. So there's like little like tiered candles. I and I bent ones. Over and nobody noticed quite as quickly as they might have if had I not been like a flaming ginger kid. But because I was, it was like quite, it was, you could smell it. And then suddenly my uncle was like bashing me over the head. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell? Sean. And then I was like, oh no. He was like, your hair was on fire. I was like,
poor little Catherine. I said,
the church knows before you do. That's all I'm saying.
Were you only four?
I was probably seven, but still gay enough. Gay enough.
Oh my god, is my sister gay?
Probably not, because she doesn't church? Love me. Yes. So I think, no.
She got caught on fire during Christingle. Okay. I'm going to say I do like the music then.
Yeah.
I have listened this year the most out of any year before to like not the fun pop music but traditional Christmas carols.
I listened to the Home Alone soundtrack on the way back from the New
Somewhere
Forest.
Somewhere
divine, so cute.
Memory.
What were you doing in the New Forest?
I had a weekend away with my girl.
Nice.
It was nice.
They went to Fleet Services, but only northbound.
Yeah, boo. The worst one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, I'm sorry. We were. Oh, it's the way we were going.
Well, you must have gone south to go north. All right.
Yeah, but the traffic was awful.
Oh, on the southbound one now. They've
Pizza
got,
Express.
They've got Pizza Express, but they've also got a good breakfast, and at 12 o'clock it becomes a Chopsticks. In that beautiful sharing.
Wait, before it's a Chopsticks, what is it in the morning?
It's a good breakfast.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So isn't that an amazing use of time and space?
God bless you, Fleet.
Yeah.
God bless you. God You're bless doing you, God's Fleet. Work. I watched Home Alone the other day, just of a morning, and I forgot how incredible Daniel Stern's scream is with a tarantula on his face.
It's phenomenal.
And I tweeted that, and then loads of people were like, it's actually ADR because he didn't want to scare the tarantula. And I'm like, I didn't need to know that. It's just perfect. Like when the tarantula goes like, well, I'm going to go off mic.
Oh, no. Please, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Like, it's so good.
It's actually a pretty good impression.
It was very good, yeah.
And that would be horrible to listen to. I wish I put a trigger warning on that. Trigger warning, Helen's now about to scream and it will be alarming.
I feel like I set it up. Like, we knew I was going to do it.
I don't know. I was startled and I'm in the room with you. So I don't know if there's cues.
Do you want to hear the Christmas carol I've been enjoying the most recently? Once in Royal David City.
Gorgeous. It's a classic.
One in Royal David City. Stood
I regret asking the question. I regret
such
it.
Such a banger.
I regret asking the question.
And when I was younger, I did piano lessons for a little while. You might be able to tell from
your
my
childhood
fingers.
Was terrible.
Oh yeah, I was a pianist. I was an actor. I was an all-rounder. I competed. You won't remember from the circuit. I didn't compete in piano, actually. I wasn't very good. But my mum got a grade 8. But I
Fair
did.
Fair play to her. Did she learn as an adult?
Yeah, she did grade 8 when I was trying to like do grade 1.
Fair play to her.
Yeah, fair play. She's very talented.
That's
and
amazing.
I did, but I there was like weird like a book. It's called music book. Right, yeah. And it had like a couple of like Christmas carols in it.
Like we would know, you're just like opening a hand.
But I was
book,
wondering whether it had is it called hand... sheet music.
Yeah.
Yeah, sheet music, that's it. So we had like sheet music. I think of my like of someone in the family's way back, it was like super old of like Christmas carols. Cute. And I remember when I was little thinking like, oh, like this is such a perfect Christmas image. Like they're like the daughter like playing Christmas carols on the piano and like everyone else just swearing at each other in the back. Like, you know
that's stunning. It's really bringing a tear to my eye.
But it makes me Christmas carol-y cuddly.
That's
and I
nice.
Love that. Also,
I
think next year I'm going to try and get a part in a nativity, I think.
Oh, I was going to ask actually, when you were talking about panto earlier, would either of you do panto?
No.
100%.
Yeah.
What?
It's good money, you know.
Catherine, what? You and I could do a
Andrew,
turn as the ugly sisters. You don't think we could do the ugly stepsisters?
I think the two of you would be funnier. There's always a dame in the...
Yeah, the mother.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Oh, we would take a good turn.
Anastasia and Griselda.
Yeah, I get that. I do see it, but it is a no from me. And I would like to be the fairy godmother.
Let's say it's 15 Andrea. Years' time, live comedy is over, and the whole of Kent is underwater.
15, that's optimistic.
15.
I'll be TikTok famous by then.
Of course.
Honey, yeah. TikTok's over by then.
Well,
you're going to be on Zoing is the new one.
Oh
what Zoing?
God. Do you think I'll be first and like an early adapter?
Did you make that up?
Yeah, I made it up.
Oh, thank God. I was like, I swear
do you
to
need
God.
Why in the panto if you've developed an app that's the most successful thing around?
I've not. That's just what it will be.
Zoing. Oh, I'm actually really into Zoing. Zoing. I'm the catchphrase. Zoing.
I live in.
I'm the face of it. Zoing.
It makes sense. Anytime you do any action liking and sending, it just goes zoing.
It's actually really hard to say zoing without winking, so it's perfect. Zoing. Nice.
One more time.
Zoing.
I live in fear that next year there's going to be a new social media thing that we all have to do. Like
there is. We just haven't done any of them.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm doing TikTok. I've got Twitter. I've got Facebook still.
It's called X. What about Instagram?
I've got Instagram. Instagram is my favourite one. The one that I actually like enjoy going on and being and like having fun on. But like, I don't know. I don't want there to be another one that we have
zoing.
To do. I can't zoing. What you do we have to do on zoing?
You can zoing with the best of us. Zoing.
You do your clips in GIF form. Oh. So they've got to be like 5 seconds or less and just captioned.
And just like, just GIFs of me bending over and like a puff of smoke coming out
it's
my
like
arse.
This.
Yeah, that's good. That'll go that's viral.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Or the winking. I'm going to do this.
Catherine will do a winking one. It'll be me just walking down the street, my skirt flying up behind me like a million different ways. I'll be lying in bed and the duvet just shoots up and drops down.
These are really good. You should do these for TikTok.
Just for the benefit of the listener, Emma's losing her fucking twat in mind right now.
She's an early investor in zoing. It's where she makes her millions.
Note that down for the zoing.
Yeah, the duvet. The duvet gets lifted up. Yeah. How about nothing happens to the duvet and you're like, oh, she must be doing a different sort of like farting video. What's this? And then I get out of bed and it goes into the mattress and there's a massive hole blown
clips
through
over
the mattress.
Too long.
So you're like, wait, what's
clips
happening? What's happening?
Long.
It's not a usual vibe.
Clips
and then it's like a full
long.
Burn scorch mark.
Clips over it too
and
long.
Then it pans around and I had a big curry the night before.
Why don't you understand? That's a TikTok. It's not a zoing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That is, you're not fitting the zoing.
If anyone has a mattress they don't want, drop it off of mine. I'm genuinely wanting to make that video.
I'm exhausted.
Merry Christmas. Every hog.
For fuck's sake, Andrew. Sorry. Get out.
Thank you for visiting us. And now for another message from our sponsors.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, it's Andrew White from Trusty Hogs here, the podcast you're currently listening to. Obviously, I'm not often on camera, but if you'd like to see my face in person, I'm doing multiple gigs in the run-up to maybe Edinburgh, who knows, but definitely I'm doing previews nonetheless, which are in Glasgow and Leicester and several in London, and they're all on my website, and McCuntleth as well, all on my website, standupandrew.com. Especially, I'd like some support in Glasgow because it's such a far, far away and I don't know anyone there, so please come to Glasgow and anywhere else you are available to see. It's really hard, isn't it, doing a plug? Come see me, standupandrew.com. Thank you.
History Corner, Helen, let's have it.
Do you know that Christmas isn't a new thing?
What?
It's been going on for years.
Holy smokes.
People think of the first Christmas as the year Jesus was born, but how would they know it was happening? There
how?
Was no Advent. Christmas really begins with the Advent, which takes us to the Middle Ages.
Ooh.
Otherwise known in Germany as Die Mittelalter. Yeah, five minutes. Welcome to the Middle Ages of history.
Woohoo!
In the Middle Ages, Christmas wasn't the main event. It was Advent. What? That's so mad.
Event Advent. I get it. What years are we talking?
The middle ones.
Yeah, but what centuries?
When were the Middle Ages, actually? Yeah, I'd have said
be pre-Enlightenment.
Oh, when 12, was Enlightenment?
12 to 15, maybe?
So there's three Middle Ages. The Early Middle Ages, the High Middle Ages, and the Late Middle Ages.
What are they?
And they are, the link is just loading, the Early Middle Ages... we're also called the Enlightened Age. It says what they are, but it doesn't say when they are. It's a terrible page. Sorry.
Well, let's say the middle one.
No, I'd like to know.
the middle of the Middle Ages.
The 1300s was the Late Middle Ages. So the the high Middle Ages would have been like 1100, 1200, and then the early Middle Ages 900 or so.
Okay.
When was Ireland discovered? Because I've got Irish bits in this. When was Ireland a thing? When did you start?
When was Ireland a thing? That's what I've Googled.
When did you start?
The Irish state came into being in 1919.
No,
wow.
That was
in
1919.
I have to say, no, you were before 1919.
We were discovered before then, as you put it.
Because you had the famine earlier.
Can you just please do your history?
When did you start?
I don't know when it was originally discovered, but we are...
Because we were 1066, weren't we?
No!
It says here that the earliest confirmed inhabitants of Ireland were Mesolithic hunter-gatherers in 7900 BC.
They were hunter-gatherers?
Okay, 7900 BC.
Oh, yeah! That didn't work out in the long run, did it? Huh? You come from hunter-gatherers. People who find, like, food and resources. Everywhere they go.
Yeah, but people came and stole our resources. You guys.
No, we're not doing this. Okay.
Yes.
In the Middle Ages in Ireland.
Is this a revisionist history corner, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Middle Ages in Ireland, they started something, mainly on the west of Ireland, so you might not know about this also because you're not from the Middle Ages. They had something called Women's Christmas.
I know about Women's Christmas.
Isn't it? I literally just found
January
out about this.
6th.
So, and it's when it's a celebration of, like, you know, around Christmas time people like to do,
we
like,
still
topsy-turvy
celebrate
stuff.
It. We still celebrate
but
it.
But now you will go to the pub.
Well, no, on January 6th, little women get gifts.
Oh, maybe this is different then. Okay, so Women's Christmas in this is that, like, it's now in modern day.
Is it January 6th, Women's Christmas?
People who celebrate Women's Christmas, they all go to the pub. But, like, back in the Middle Ages, it was this crazy day that was fucking mental. And what would happen is the men would cook and clean.
Yeah, that's right. They still
January
do.
6th,
yeah. Yeah, January
that's
6th.
That's mental. That's still properly going.
Yeah, they still...
They made it out on this thing that I was reading that it was like, they go to a pub now. Everyone just goes to the pub.
No, I mean, you can go to the pub, but the point is that women are meant to get gifts and that men are meant to do the domestic
for
labor.
One day a year?
No, my dad cleans every... does all the cleaning.
No, but in the West, in the West.
In the West, yes, the only day the women get off.
That's awful.
They spend the whole day lubing up their hands just because they're so cracked from all the washing. Yeah.
In Sligo.
Is it linked to the Three Magi? Because that's when they arrived. Because in Spain, they do Christmas on the 6th of January. The El Dia de los Reyes Magos.
Oh, no, my history corner's ruined. I don't know what this is. Who are the Magi?
The three wise men. So they in Spain, the three wise men bring the gifts instead, although they have adopted Christmas.
And they arrive on the 6th of January?
6th of January.
It's a long nativity show, isn't it? Fucking hell. Wait a while.
No, but they have to stop for a siesta, so it's just a longer show.
That was good.
I knew you'd love it. I knew
that
you'd
was
love
good stuff. That was great.
Yes!
That was great.
That's just for you.
Come on, Balthazar, get your sleeping bag out. We're having a nap. It was a lot of play.
I knew you'd love it.
That really tickled me, Pink.
Thank you. Trade roll.
In the actual Bible, the wise men arrive on the 6th of January.
Yes.
But baby was born on the 25th.
Well, there's the period between baby being born and the Magi arriving is that length of time. The dates are, you know.
To be fair.
And they're in the fucking stable that entire time.
But it is also...
There's no room available after that night.
But also it is kind of wild that in the other version, she literally has just given birth in a stable and they're like, come on in, lads. Yeah, gifts, is it? Come on. Like, she's taking visitors.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, can she have a second? Can she get a minute?
Because also, like, the afterbirth has to come. It's not like baby comes out and it's just done.
No, listen, I know all about it. Ooh. Also, there's a whole, like, Joseph, this isn't your kid chat to be had.
They already
like,
did that, apparently, before they got on the donkey.
That's true.
And also, why are we transporting a pregnant woman by donkey? How about that?
have
you heard of a horse?
That's the 25th of December to the 6th of January. That's the 12 days of Christmas.
And that's when you take the Christmas tree down on the 2nd of January.
6th of January.
Yeah.
6th of January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So God, my family are not good at maths.
Christmas.
We're not good at any of this.
No, but what? Anything else to add from your history corner?
Well, no, but there was something about football, but it doesn't matter.
What's the football one?
Football's really linked to... I've forgotten the facts.
Was it during the war?
I've forgotten the facts.
When they played a game of football?
No, not that one. That was during World... I know this one. During World War One, they all stopped playing to play a game. They all stopped fighting even. They weren't playing fighting. They weren't play fighting. Well, some of them probably were.
No.
The ones that stopped... They all stopped fighting to play a match of football. Then the next day, they went back to killing.
Yeah.
Which must be so awkward, particularly for those that lost the football match.
Because wouldn't you get super superstitious? You'd be like, God, if we lose that, then we're definitely going to lose the war. You'd be like, so... Who won that football match?
I'm such a bad loser, I'd go harder at the war, I think, if I lost the football.
Do you like, 23rd of January, you're just sort of like, no, it matters. But like, either way,
no,
like,
you know what, I think we should just wrap it up.
Let's... And then one of them tackles you and you're like, fuck these fucking kraut bastards. I'll end them. I'll end every single one of them.
The Germans did win 2-1.
The Germans won the football match.
But they lost the war. Mm-hmm. There you have it, baby.
Is that where the phrase... We lost the... No, we won the battle, but we lost the war.
No,
it doesn't come from that.
No, but listen, maybe.
Okay, that's Helen's history corner done, I guess. Well, I do have one more thing.
Questions for history corner.
Is Charles Bronson history?
What year was he active?
Now. He's still alive.
When was he, like, most famous?
I'd say 80s.
Okay, yeah. My history classes went all the way up to 2005 in A-level history.
Take a minute. In 2006.
Take a minute, Catherine.
Yeah. Our history textbooks went all the way up to Gordon Brown. Yeah, actually, 2008 even. Further.
Sorry, when did you finish secondary school?
2018.
He's a decade younger than you.
You were starting school as I was leaving school.
Yeah.
What year did you start primary school?
We didn't start when he was
primary
12.
School.
Yeah.
2007.
You started primary school after I was finished my entire formal education.
Yeah.
No, that can't be right.
Yeah. 2011, I start secondary school. So 10 would be year 6, 9 would be year 5, 8 would be year 4, year 3, 2007.
I graduated secondary school in 2006.
I graduated secondary school in 2007.
Merry Christmas.
In history at our school, we did strip farming.
Are we history corner?
Strip farming.
History corner? Are we history?
Do you have any questions about the noughties, Andrew? Because we'd be happy to answer them. Do you genuinely?
None that spring to mind. What was the most crazy thing about the noughties?
Matt Cardle did a duet with Rihanna on X Factor, and it was fucking mental. Because everyone lost their minds because Alexandra Burke did one year with Beyonce.
Oh my God, Beyonce!
This is good again. And then Matt Cardle had Rihanna, and everyone was like, stop everything. That and the War on Terror.
Yeah. Oh, the second one was in the textbooks, but Matt Cardle wasn't, weirdly.
Matt Cardle and Rihanna.
But then we were doing AQA, maybe it was on MSL.
Insane. Yeah. Insane. Oh, AQA. The exam board's Ray Droll. What was your maddest moment of the noughties, Catherine? Apart from Rihanna
and
Matt Cardle.
That was up there, it was up there.
The diet TV shows, obviously, I've documented that very well, but they were brilliant.
No, they were pretty big.
Shout out once again to Fat Families.
Trini and Susanna. A lot to answer for. Do you know they just put...
it's so
awful the way they just put that woman in the changing room and then be like, basically would be like, fuck. Turn around, fuck.
Oh, it was an incredible time.
And they'd be like, do you hate your husband? And then she'd be like, and they'd be like, and then they just leave her there. Awful stuff.
I'm also going to counter that with Will Young versus Gareth Gates.
Wasn't the noughties,
I've
was
heard
it? Not later.
This is the noughties. Early noughties. I think.
Wait, was this also the time?
Alex
when...
and Andrew might be a bit too young for
was
this.
Was that
the
first pop idol?
Yeah, but right. I cannot explain how much of a grip it had on the nation.
I just thought of Nadine Coyle.
Oh my God, going in when she was too young.
Oh my God. What did I just say? Oh my God, so good.
So good. Nadine Coyle, for anyone who doesn't know, she entered an Irish reality show to make into a pop group, but she wasn't old enough to be in it. But she made it through to a later round. And she was being
interviewed. She made it into the band. She made it into the last
few. Was she actually in the band?
And then they asked her age, and then she was like, what age did I just say? And then she like just keeps repeating her date of birth, repeating. And then... it becomes apparent that she's like, I've lost my passport. And then, anyway, they find her passport and she had accidentally said her own actual age and she was too young.
Oh my God.
But then she made it into Girls Aloud in the Pop Idol bands, whatever that was.
Which is so beautiful in the end.
Yeah.
And what else happened, Andrew? Oh my God, remember, there's so much you've missed.
Do you remember Nicola sang the one that like...
Oh, here we go again.
Was it Lulu? She sang a Lulu song that... Is it...
Who's Nicola?
Of Girls Aloud in her audition.
Okay,
in her,
Nicola, yeah.
In the live shows when we were voting them in. The one that starts like, well.
You know you're in
your shirt.
But her well. Her well. That like really sticks in my mind.
Okay, I have to listen. I don't remember that moment.
It was really, really amazing at the time.
Did we also vote in David Cameron around that time? That was the beginning of our Tory.
We didn't do shit.
Lead over. We didn't vote for him.
I did not vote for that Rasher fucker. I didn't do it.
Got Kwan, Alex just said.
Yes, love Got Kwan. We love Got Kwan.
If you want to know more about my opinions of Got Kwan, please follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, seriously.
I love him.
I got a spot.
Oh my god.
Happy Christmas.
Paris Hilton, Britney Spears.
Oh my god.
Have you read the book?
Simple Life.
Have you read it?
No,
I haven't read it. I've read it. Who's read it? Anyone read it?
No, I have. Is it good? Does she do it? Oh,
she had an awful time.
I know she did. But I've listened to the podcast. I've listened to the Free Britney podcast.
So she doesn't read the book. She does do a tiny foreword. Then she goes, and thank you. Writing this book was so much for me emotionally that I'd like to pass it over to Michelle Williams.
Sorry.
And then Michelle Williams.
Who do you think you were doing an impression of just now?
Britney Spears from Louisiana. Is that not good?
I'd say it's off.
Aw.
My Nadine was terrible too, but that's like, that was off, I'd
Unkind,
say.
Catherine. What's it the season of?
Kindness.
Good girl.
Maybe you need to sing her. Maybe that would be a better impression.
Oh, baby, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's a bit more.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know? That something wasn't right, yeah.
Helen.
No, can you please listen to the audiobook at least then?
Yeah, and also I have a question.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams, hell yeah, I will.
Is it that Justin Timberlake, did he make her have an abortion? He did.
Yeah, apparently.
Did he make her do it at home so that no press would find out? He did.
Oh my God, that piece of shit.
But we also allow people to change, and I'm sure he's better with
Even
Jessica.
The rich have a Free Britney podcast. They also have a Jessica Simpson five-parter, and honestly, they both had an awful time, but and it's very interesting. Here, come here to me. What's your favourite Christmas food? Name one solo thing. You can't say like Christmas dinner.
I hate Christmas food.
Name one thing, though.
It's so bad. Like,
you love chalky porridge, you love chocolate, stuff. You love Terry's chocolate orange, I'm sure. Come on.
Oh my God! History corner. Yule log. Okay, so I like Yule log, but the Yule log
you
is
like
from
Yule log.
The Middle Ages, which is the 1200s, was it?
900 to
1400. 1400. So the 1200 would have been
correct,
Andrew. You could have just said, yes.
Sorry, yes.
Sorry, it'd be better. And the Yule log is famously like the last, you start the Christmas fire with the Yule log from the year before, right? That's where it traditionally comes from.
Lovely.
But in the Middle Ages, you know, like over years that Christmas trees have sort of changed, but like the Christmas tree everyone always thinks comes in with the Germans with Queen Victoria marrying Albert, but obviously Christmas trees were always a thing because people would like chop down Christmas trees
for logs for the fire
because it's fucking freezing, so like Christmas tree has always been a vague thing. But in the Middle Ages they used to get rid of the Yule log by keeping the end of a tree, but they'd put it in the fire and just slowly push it in wait for it all to burn up to it, which is so unsafe, it's actually mental. Could you imagine holding half a burning tree in your living room being like, keep pushing it in, it's fine.
I guess they didn't have a living room.
Don't worry, we'll make sure it's not on Women's Day so we don't have to tidy it. Make sure it's their problem.
I'm not sleeping these ashes on the sink. Hey, that's awesome. Hey, shall we do the extras?
Yes.
Okay, but before we go, what do you want to say? What's your last Christmas message?
No, I want to ask you what your favourite Christmas food is.
Oh.
Catherine, what's your favourite Christmas food? Mine's your log.
While you're thinking of that, I just want to say this is the perfect vibe for the Christmas gooch. You're just sort of just drunk and hungover and just like freewheeling between topics, just like trying to
maintain usually we're so
connection
structured.
With your family. It's very funny.
Usually we're so structured and we have loads to say to each other that we haven't definitely already told each other.
I love it. I think people will be here on the 28th of December being like, this is the perfect encapsulation of my feeling.
I'm so glad. I hope so, you guys. Put some tinsel on your head and just get through it. Drink. I had wine at lunch. Do that. My favorite Christmas... What I will say is there is... You know those... My mum often has those candied nuts around. You know, they're like honey roasted cashews or... Oh, fuck me.
I know of them, yeah.
Fuck me. That's the one, I think. For me, it's like honey roasted, any kind of nut.
Anything honey roasted.
Delicious.
Incredible. So I'll be there with my Yule log. You'll be there with that.
Em made me granola, and it's so nice. But in it, there's some like lovely, roasty, sweet cashews and pecans and nuts in. And I do sometimes when Ellen's not looking, just like take some nuts out of the granola.
Em made you a granola?
Yeah, from a housewarming.
Merry Christmas, every hog.
Ah, I fucked it.
Perfect.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much to our executive producers, Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deakin, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, and Madeline Quinn.
And thank you also to our producers, Richard Bicknell, L. Richard Bowles, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R., Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A., Dina, Lindsay Graham, Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Worth, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Sport, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G., Dean Michael, Glennis Wood, Stephanie Catraccia, Sophie Chivers, Mark, Anthony. Why won't you separate them? Carrie Sooth, Charlie.
I can't believe you did it 2 weeks in a row. Sorry, keep going, keep going, keep going. I believe in you. Sorry to the producers.
Carrie Sooth, Charlie A, KC, Haley Wharf. Thank you all so much!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.